producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to get in touch with me if you have something on your mind. 855-993-7569. Do not please wait till the last 3 seconds of the program. When you can, it's just, I'll have to say, hi, we'll put you on next tomorrow, whatever. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so we put up on Facebook and got a lot of responses about how you would title your autobiographies. I'm just trying to get exactly the words. If you wrote a book about your life, what would be the title be? So what would the title of your autobiography be, Manny?
Mine would be Creating My Own Destiny.
Ooh, nice. So have you created it thus far?
I think so, yeah.
All right, is there more destiny to come?
I think so, yeah.
That would be good. I'm trying to think. I would probably put down... I keep coming up with different ones. One was going to be The Joy of Life, which is kind of, you know... I know, when your first name's Joy, it's my real name, there's all sorts of possibilities. I still love Trust Your Neighbor and Tie Up Your Camel at Night. But, I mean, I've written 14 books, and I've never been able to convince a publisher to let me use that title. And presumably they know something more about publishing than I do, so I'm not sure that's the world's smartest thing to do. I basically come up with all the titles for my books, but I go through a lot when they're saying, no. And then if I say, oh, okay, well, that one's okay. And that's the one we end up using. So I could put Karma's a Boomerang, but my guess is that's probably been used before. Did you know you cannot copyright the title of a book? And the way I found this out was that somebody used Nobody's Perfect after I'd written a book called Nobody's Perfect. But what can you do? So if you Google Nobody's Perfect, not only will my book come up, but other people's as well. Which is a little irritating because I don't think there are any before mine. And I actually took it from the movie Some Like It Hot when Joey Brown, no relation, says to Jack Lemmon at the end when he says, but you're a woman. And he says, yeah, but nobody's perfect. So I thought, oh, well, that's good. That's a good title, especially as a psychologist. So the idea being that you could figure out a title for your autobiography of how you would describe it. I've sort of asked people before to write what on their tombstone, and my favorite one has always been, I think we actually put it up once, it said, I told you I was sick. That's for the hypochondriacs among us. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, I'm calling because I'm trying to figure out how I can stop myself from constantly checking Facebook for messages. It's gotten way out of control.
Yeah.
I used to not check it terribly, terribly much. It was pretty reasonable. And then I got into a relationship, and it was about a little over a year, and our primary communication was through Facebook messaging. And now I can't stop. It's like every minute I want to look at it.
All right, let me get a little. Are you still in the same relationship?
No. We broke up a little over a month ago, and I'm like, why can't I kick this habit?
Well, that may be part of the timing may be a little off for you right now. And so what we can do is talk about it, but now may be one of the more difficult times to do, or maybe not. So because it sounds like the behavior itself, the habitual behavior, was really tied to a specific relationship. And
yeah.
Is there a part of you that still wants that relationship to be ongoing?
Yes and no. We had great, great fun together, but I was not getting the emotional support that I needed. You know, it wasn't satisfying emotionally.
All right, let me ask you a question, because when you first said to me I was in a relationship and the way we communicated was Facebook, my first thought was, wow, that's a way of keeping each other at arm's length. Was it a long-distance relationship?
It was a little over an hour apart.
Yeah, so what's wrong with the phone?
It was really difficult for me. It was long distance to me. My whole life revolves, you know, within like a 5-mile radius.
Yeah.
So it was, that part was very hard for me, and it was different to, and he's younger than I was, 7 years younger, so more used to communicating through texting than me.
Yeah. How old are you, kiddo?
44.
Okay. Well, all right. One of the things to do, and again, the timing may be something to take into consideration here, is that Facebook is a way of keeping people at distance, all right, by definition. And so my deal with people who are going to communicate online, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any of the dating sites, is stay online for no longer than a week or two, because we know several things happen as a result of that are caused by communicating that way. It's not that they're a side effect, it's that they're causal. One is it's an artificial sense of intimacy.
Yeah.
Okay? Number two, by definition, it's online, not in life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take those two and put them together, we also know that number three is there have been a bunch of studies that have been done in the last decade that suggest that our inhibitions, the things that we would normally do or not do, are lowered by looking at a blank computer screen. The best example, which is cited all the time, is that people will say terrible things online that they would never say face-to-face.
Oh,
and you can understand that of the consequence, but the opposite is also true, that people will say sexy things or intimate things or reveal secrets online that they would never do at that stage of the relationship or perhaps ever online. So if you put those three things together, that online becomes very artificial in not very beneficial ways, because it gives people an artificial sense of intimacy, of closeness, of knowledge, while still keeping them at arm's length. And for most of us, what we're looking for in a relationship is some kind of actual, not faux, intimacy. So when the primary way people interact with one another is something that contributes to arm's length, it's that makes some sense maybe at the very beginning of a relationship. But if you're going to progress beyond that, and most people, I think, are looking for something beyond that, you can't do it for very long, because it creates, it's kind of like emotional pornography, in that pornography gives you an artificial sense of how sex works, of how interactions work, of how a partner works, and so it will give you some, it'll give you an artificial sense of your own sexuality and everybody else's sexuality at the same time, which in and of itself is not necessarily awful, but it's unrealistic. And therefore, it makes the transition to real life that much more awkward, for lack of a better term. Okay? So, if you sort of process that and go back to the beginning of this relationship and say, look, what would have happened if we would have talked to each other in the evening rather than Facebook? If instead of waiting for that person to type or sending a smiley face or a tearful face or, you know, an exclamation part, we would have actually been able to talk with each other, hear the tone of each other's voice, that the misunderstandings would have been less, the intimacy would have been more.
I'm right with you. I tell myself this all the time.
So what you need to do is remind yourself that this is not a useful tool. All right?
Yeah.
That it's a way of putting yourself back in the same situation that you were in before that didn't work. So that's an intellectual approach. Now we need a behavioral, emotional approach as well. One of the ways of doing it is decide the same way. Have you ever gone on a diet, for example? I can't imagine a woman in America who's not gone on a diet. So that's a pretty safe question. That when you're going on a diet, one of the things that you'll do, for example, there are lots of different techniques. One is to write down something before you eat it. Another is to drink a cup of hot liquid a half hour before a meal. One is to reward yourself one day a week with allowing yourself to binge. Another is to wait a half hour before you eat something to decide if you really want it. All right, so you hold on to those thoughts. I'm going to put you on hold and come right back
okay.
to you, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Susan, who has a question that is concerns an awful lot of people, which is they're actually now calling it addiction, which I think is the wrong term, because and the implications are just, I mean, it's misusing a term which has a very specific meaning, but there are people who are habituated to the internet, whether it's email or LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, whatever. And it, in Susan's particular case, it was clearly, let me ask you the question. You said before this relationship that you, how often would you check your Facebook account?
Well, the thing is, I'm a programmer, so I'm on the computer all day long, and
yeah.
I would check it when I needed a distraction or needed to switch from one task to another, to clear my head.
All right. So how often were you using it then? Give me a number.
Oh, maybe like I'd check it like 10 times during the workday.
How often? I didn't hear you.
Every couple hours or so.
Okay. All right. So the first thing we need to do, that's a lot. I mean, that's, and I understand that keeping you away from a computer is not possible. But what we need to do is substitute some other behavior that allows you the same kind of respite without, and temporary, and I don't want this to be methadone where we're trading one addiction for another. But so we probably need to have a couple of different things. Now, the first thing to do is if you're a programmer, you're sitting in front of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two issues here. One is your spine, and the other is your eyes. So getting you away from both the computer screen and out of that chair has some value. So one of the things to think about, I mean, we could talk about, well, go play Freecell or go on Amazon, but I'd really rather break the cycle in a completely different way that's beneficial to you, which is, and I don't know what your situation is, but we know for your mental health, for your eyeballs, and for your spine, getting you to just walk around for 15 minutes to go, and I certainly don't want you to become a smoker so that you have to go take a smoking break. But
I work from home, so I have the freedom to get up and take a little walk.
Yeah, and so if we
I did earlier. I do that occasionally, just not as often as I do.
Well, but let's make it habitual. Because this is one of the, we can substitute, so it's not methadone. We're not substituting one some negative behavior for another negative behavior. Because we could send you to Freecell or doing a crossword puzzle or Sudoku, but I really don't, I'd rather have it completely breaking the cycle, moving you away from your chair, move away from the chair, move away from the screen. So let's make it, and what you'll find is, you're going to feel a little healthier. Your back's going to bother you a little less. You're going to be less prone to headaches. You may sleep better because we know that the light of computer screens is not very good for sleeping. Getting outside, in most parts of the world, it's getting a little bit nicer weather. But even if it's crummy outside, just clearing your head helps your heart. So let's just make that every 2 hours, and you can set your alarm on your computer. You can set it on your watch. You can set it on your phone, any one of the multiple gadgets that I know you have, so that every 2 hours minimum, you get up and you're gone for at least 10 or 15 minutes, and you're away from computers. I don't care what you do. I just assume you didn't eat because I don't want you to, because if you start putting on weight, this whole thing is going to go out the window. But and let's do that. So with the idea being, that's number one, we're substituting one behavior for another. So it has the benefit of clearing, of doing everything that Facebook did without any of the side effects. Okay, so that's number one. Then I think what we do is allow you to check Facebook either at the beginning of the day or the end of the day, or maybe even both, but for no more than, I don't know, what's minimum, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, what, because there's no sense setting up an unrealistic goal that you're not going to go along with. But could we do during your work week that you check it for 3 to 5 minutes when you come in and 3 to 5 minutes after your work day is over, but before you go home, because I don't want it to be part of your work day. I'd much rather you think, well, gee, if I spend 5 minutes here and everybody else goes off to happy hour, am I going to miss them? Because I really want you to be able to sort of make evaluative judgments about, is it worth being online as opposed to being with people?
Yeah.
So I don't want it to be part of the work day. So it has to either be before your work day starts and after your workday finishes, but in that context. Or you could do it at home so that you're a little bit later going to work. I want some consequence to checking it so that you then begin to set up the paradigm that says, is it worth it?
Yeah. Oh, I already think it's not worth it. I feel like I'm wasting so much time.
Well, but we need to make it more, you know, I don't want it to be a guilty pleasure. I don't want it to be that you just feel bad about doing it after you've done it. I want it to be a conscious decision before you do it.
Okay.
Because what we're really moving toward is, what I'd love for you to do is to go 2 days in a row without checking Facebook at all. And I can hear the perspiration.
I love that.
Yeah, well, so all we have to do is set it up. Now, there are a couple ways of doing it, depending on your personality. One is to do cold turkey. And there's some people, I've told the story before about my dad, who started smoking when he was an 8-year-old, had smoked, you know, huge number of cigarettes. All of his children hated it. At one point, his granddaughter went up to him and said, I think she's about 4 or 5, and said, Grandpa, I don't want you to smoke because I don't want you to die. And he never took another cigarette. He just went cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's within your possibilities, go as soon as we're finished with our phone call and say, I'm retiring from Facebook for the next week. And I've given Facebook up for Lent, and please don't respond to me on Facebook if I break down, or, you know, I'll talk, or call me on the phone or whatever. And as far as I'm concerned, you can substitute behaviors. You can put your status as inert or something. I know it's not one of the possibilities, but so if cold turkey is a possibility, go cold turkey until Easter. Give it up for Lent. If it's not, then what we're going to try and do is limit the amount of time and the space and substitute other behavior. Because it's like, that's why I use the metaphor of dieting, is once you get past that first initial, oh my goodness, I can't do this, then it becomes easier. The beginning is the hard part. Once you get a rhythm going, it becomes much easier. The metaphor I use is giving up chocolate. And when I give up chocolate for Lent, once I've given it up, it's not only that I get through Lent, it's that for the month or two after it, I'm not very interested in chocolate, and it slowly creeps mm-hmm. back up. But we're not going to worry about slowly creeps back up at this
right.
moment. We're going to just get the initial behavior under control.
I'll be okay. It's just
yeah.
getting there.
Well, and there are all sorts of other things we can do, of making sure that you're out of your house and taking an adult education.
I have a really active social life, and okay. I find out about events I want to go to on Facebook.
Well, so do it on Meetup, or have people call you. I mean, there are lots of ways, or check the local newspaper. There are lots of ways of finding out what's going on without going on,
okay.
online. I mean,
okay.
I really don't want to get you to the point where we're unplugging your computer, but that's a possibility. So that you actually
yeah.
have to go and plug it back in. What we want to do is
putting my phone. I've tried hiding my phone out in the garage, putting it in a box in the basement. I just run to it.
Well, but the idea being that you're now going, instead of running to it. Well, here, let me put you on hold, because I think you're thinking about it. You're thinking about a deprivation. That won't work. Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat? a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Susan, who's trying to really break the Facebook habit. Susan, what's been your most effective technique when you're trying to lose weight?
Honestly, it is cold turkey, actually, but I have to, it doesn't always work. Like, I have to just get an image in my mind that just snaps and I make a decision right then and there.
Okay.
It happens when I learn how it affects my body, you know, like learn something about how it's working, and that's, I look at it as a scientific experiment, you know, that works for me.
All right, well, let's try this in stages then, because it sounds like what you're doing is there's a war going on between your head and your gut,
mm-hmm.
where your head's saying, oh, this is really stupid, and your gut's saying, but I want to. And
yeah,
I think your gut is also...
Everything in my head knows all the horrible things.
Yeah. Well, and I think
I really appreciate doing something that nurtures me in a real way, because I am trying to get some sort of like a hug from Facebook, you know?
Well, I know. So that's what we're going to turn your need for reinforcement from outside to inside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why getting up every 2 hours at work and deciding you're not going to do any Facebook during work, that anytime you're doing that, you're going to get up and you can wear a rubber band around your wrist if you want and snap it whenever you think about Facebook, and just decide you're just not going to do it. It's that you can do it at the beginning of the day and the end of the workday, but you cannot do it at any time in between. And what you're going to do is substitute positive behavior, that you're going to go take mm-hmm. a walk, or you're going to go talk with a colleague. As far as I'm concerned, you can even get on the phone and call somebody. You can do anything that's not computer-related, which is a good thing to do anyway. It'll clear your head.
Oh, yeah.
And what you're going to find is you're more alert at work, you're happier. You know, I did that study about the fact that it takes two positive things for Americans to offset one negative. And so what we're going to do is combine two positive things, getting away from the screen and any kind of reinforcement except food or booze or mm-hmm. and healthy stuff. And that will begin to have a critical mass in terms of your intellectual ability to cold turkey this. Because it didn't seem to me that cold turkey was going to work initially. Then what we can do is we can begin building up things that will make you more conscious of the effect that this is having. The rubber band will help in that it will yoke the idea of Facebook with something that's uncomfortable on your wrist. We can also, I don't know what your political affiliations are, how strong that is, but what you can do is decide that you need to apologize to somebody that you really don't like very much if you use the Facebook, or that you have to send $10 to the political party that you hate the most every time you talk about Facebook. Okay, if that'll do it. And it's not a matter of putting it in a cookie jar. You have to write the check at that moment and send it off, which means, I think we've just figured out how to do this. All right, so what we need for you to do, the rubber band, either way, I want you to make sure you have an envelope and stamps and your checkbook with you in your pocketbook, all right? And anytime you go on Facebook between 9 and 5 or whatever your workday is, at that moment, not, you know, at the end of it, but before you have to, if you go on Facebook, you've got to write at least a $10 check. And if this goes on for more than a week, it has to be a $25 check. And then we go to 50. You can hear every time. All right. So
this awful. I'd be broke.
Well, or you'd stop doing this. All right. That's the point. So the point is, you're not doing it for me. I mean, you're not doing it for the political party. You're doing it as a way of offsetting something. You're making manifest what is a latent problem for you, which is this makes me feel lousy about myself. I'm trading off short-term pleasure for long-term pain. It doesn't work for me in the long term, but somehow I can't get beyond the short-term pleasure of it, the short-term hug. So what we're going to do is we're going to substitute other things that may not be as instantly gratifying, but it's going to be so negative that the lesser gratification is going to work. It's not even that it has to compare. It's just that the penalty is so lousy that it convinces you, is it really worth sending $10 to somebody I hate?
Right. Okay.
And again, if it goes on for more than a week, I'm not talking about how many dollars. I'm talking about more than a week. It goes to 25 next week.
Okay.
And if you do it every time, and the idea is, obviously, you don't want to cheat, because what we're trying to do is you're trying to take control of your own destiny in a way that you haven't been able to do it. And you can see why not. And that's why I suggested at the beginning of this phone call that it might not be the optimum time to do it, because it sounds like you're not over this dude. But let me suggest
initiated the breakup, but I'm really not.
I know, but let me suggest something additional here, which may be the turning point. If he really wants to maintain a relationship, let him find some way other than Facebook. Let him Because it sounds to me that you did this his way.
Yeah, I did.
If there's to be an ongoing relationship, you don't want to go back to where it was. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes. And how many times do you want to go through a breakup? So when you're sitting about Facebook and thinking about, well, maybe he's there, and, you know, maybe think about if this relationship is to work, there has to be, we have to jump that gulf between the intimacy that I'm looking for and the arm's length that he's willing to settle for. And I don't care about the age difference that he, you know, if he's going to meet my needs, you know, I'm willing to meet some of his, but for the last year I've met his needs, mine aren't being met. If I go back to where it was, the whole thing's going to happen again. So by staying off Facebook, you're tacitly making the statement that says, if it's going to work, you have to do something different, buddy. And it's a very easy way of doing it without nagging, without being his mom, without whining, of just all you have to do is not do it. He knows how to get in touch with you. He knows where the phone is, presumably after a year. He knows where you live. So if he wants the relationship as much as you'd like him to want the relationship, don't make it easy for him to do something you don't want him to do, which is to revert to this. And he will, because it's his preferred method. It's not yours. So if you really want the relationship with him, if you really want the hug from him, the only shot you've got is to stay off Facebook.
Okay?
So you've got a whole armamentarium of things to think about, to do, to remind yourself, and you can write them all down, and the podcast will be available in about, 20 minutes, a half hour. And so these are all ways of kind of making it easier for you to do what you want to do by yoking your intellect and your emotions and what you're really looking for and what you're willing to settle for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if nothing else, write on your computer.
I'm going to do it.
Good. Write on your computer, write on your phone, write on your iPad. Probably the most powerful, make sure you have your checkbook, make sure you have stamps, make sure you have an envelope. But in addition, you can write down the political candidate that you hate the most on your computer on one side, and then you can put a slash through doing it his way. You know, that if you, maybe a heart with a broken heart, just remind yourself that whatever good qualities he had, somehow he has to find the ability to be a more grown-up human being, to offer you something more than Facebook. I mean, what are we talking about? Fake friends. Fake relationships. We should call it fake book. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. Fake book.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a book.
True.
It's just fake. All right?
It's true.
Okay. So, now you have a bunch of things to think about. And if I were you, I would start with the change in routine as quickly as possible, because the farther you get away from this phone call, the more you're going to rationalize it. Well, just this once, and you don't want to do that. The first couple steps, as you know,
down right now, put on
the
notes all over my computer and get a rubber band and get my checkbook out.
The checks, the stamps, and the envelopes may be the most useful. And also reminding yourself, if you've got a picture of him, put it on your computer with tearing it in half, that he has to be able to bridge that gap. He has to be real life as opposed to fake book.
Okay.
All right, because if he comes back, you're right back in the soup. You don't want that again.
Yeah.
That feels awful.
Yep.
All righty?
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan. Good luck. Call me if you need me. All right, Manny, from now on we call it fake book. That's really going to help my program a lot, isn't it? I don't care. Do you know there's a minister in New Jersey who apparently talks about me from the pulpit? It's not like you think. It's not like, oh, my God, did you see what she was wearing? It's that I have made the statement that an awful lot of people who would never consider adultery are on Facebook. And, you know, in the middle of the night when they've just had a fight with their significant other, are writing to a high school girlfriend or a college boyfriend and find themselves, you know, in the middle of the night sharing all these intimacies of, I've never gotten over you, you're my only true love, and opens the door for an awful lot of things that should probably not be open. No doors, fake book, 855, except for my program. But even then, it's fake book. I'd rather you called 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, thank you. All right, so here's the deal. There are people who've sent me emails who said, look, could you talk about this? I don't really have a question, but could you talk about it? So that's what we decided. You get to be the program director. And for those of you who bay at the moon, tonight is actually a full moon. So I don't know whether that's going to influence your program directing skills or not. So, Manny, what do we got?
This one is from Jen, and Jen says, I want you to talk about universal psychological patterns. What are the likely patterns if an individual does not hold themselves accountable for their thoughts and actions? What are likely consequences to others over time if an individual believes or knows that he or she will not be held accountable for harmful behavior towards others?
Okay. Well, believe it or not, I kind of anticipated that without even knowing anything about it, talking last hour about the fact that a lot of the studies about gratitude and resilience and personality structure are focused on American Caucasians, undergraduates. And when you compare them to other cultures, they vary a great deal. And part of it is exactly that issue of responsibility to the group. So we may need to go back over that question a little bit in a little bit kind of detail. But I suppose every society, first of all, every society teaches responsibility. The question is to whom? In our society, we teach about conscience and responsibility to self. We are less focused. We're a country that believes in personal responsibility and privacy, which is why, for example, we don't believe in the communal bed, which some societies do. One of the reasons that there's so much discrepancy between Asian culture and United States culture in general is Asian culture has much more of a sense of responsibility to the group. And you can see it whether in huge different areas of life, whether we're talking about extended families, care of parents, care of children, economic issues, that there was one there was a fairly recently, I think within the last, certainly the last year, there was an economic minister in Japan. I mean, we're not talking about ancient. We're talking about within the last year. Well, I think one resigned and one committed suicide because he felt, I think one is his daughter was implicated in some kind of corruption scandal. So the idea being that somehow I've let the group down, I've let society down, that I have responsibilities that, as a parent, and even though I didn't do it, but a member of my family did it. So you can't imagine that happening in the United States. We might have somebody who was embarrassed, but the idea that somehow we're responsible to society is not very much a part of the American culture. And in its most venal form, I suppose you could talk about politicians who feel that the rules do not apply to them. And I was at a party Saturday night, and it was really interesting. I was at this very fancy place, and my bank invited me at the last moment, and I didn't know anybody, so I got to be a people watcher as much as anything else. And there were this velvet rope across a very magnificent staircase, and I watched this guy, who was not a young man at all, step over the velvet rope. It was clearly sectioned off. You were not supposed to go there. And so I watched him go up these stairs, which obviously wasn't supposed to do. And because I was standing there, when he came back down, I said, well, that was pretty impressive that the rules don't apply to you. And he was not the least bit upset by that. He said, yeah, the wine here is really crap. I went to get some good stuff. And it was a very interesting kind of social phenomenon for me, is that he really felt the rules didn't apply to him, that he could do whatever he wanted, that the rules were for other people. And I suppose that's kind of a minor example and probably didn't cost society very much. There was a part of me that thought, well, maybe he could have tripped. But of an example of somebody who doesn't feel a responsibility to the group, that if everybody had done that, it would have been chaos, but that somehow he was exempt from the rules. So when you talk about universal psychological problems, aggression is certainly a universal psychological problem. Schizophrenia is. Depression is. But how it's manifest and who defines it and how it's defined and how it's treated. You have to remember, in some societies, for example, Joan of Arc, if she was wandering around today, would have not been viewed as a saint. She would have been viewed as somebody who was psychotic. She was hearing voices. That shamans, in many primitive societies, dressed as both men and women. They were transvestites, and that would not necessarily be acceptable today, although more acceptable today than it would have been a generation ago. So part of what I'm looking for universal truths when it comes to psychology is a little tricky. There are because while you could talk about the universality of concepts, they become so abstract that when you actually are applying how they work in the society, you're going to see huge variation. As I said, I somehow, without knowing about it, talked about last hour of there are very few universals. Respect for parents, but again, I mean, things like you said, well, the incest taboo. But in some societies, what one society would view as incest, the other views as a primary marriage partner. For example, you might be able, in some societies, to marry your father's uncle or your father's brother's child, and in some that would be considered taboo. So looking for universalities when you're talking about psychology is not easy. And even what defines sanity, what defines goodness, what defines sainthood, what defines deviance, what defines aggression, what defines responsibility is going to vary greatly. So, and I guess that was part of the point of the article that I shared with you earlier, is that you have to be really careful about applying one culture's values to another. So as much, and again, we can talk about the generalities, but generalities, as you hear me talk about all the time, don't necessarily hold up when you're talking about specific behavior. I'm trying to think if there's anything in that question that I overlooked, Manny. Is there anything that I didn't quite hit on? Because it was kind of a fairly long question. Did I miss anything?
I think you got everything.
Okay. So, as you know, as much as, and I mean, you could talk about that every society defines what's good, what's bad, what's acceptable, what's unacceptable. But once you break it down and look at it very specifically, I mean, I suppose one of the best examples is Margaret Mead, who talked about sex among the Trobriand Islanders, and that was her quintessential work. And people who, when they went back and looked at it 20 years later after her death, said that she didn't understand anything, that that she was an outsider, and that they told her all these stories because they thought that she would be interested in them. So it's very hard for somebody from one society to judge what's actually going on, what the rules are in another society. And once you're in the society, it's very hard for you to understand what's different about your society and somebody else's. So, good question. Not a very clear answer, except that I think that most of us know the difference between good behavior and bad behavior, and that inner compass may be something that we really need to count on, and maybe to teach our kids as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.